cat and mouse got a long tail, and it's a fierce looking thing too.
And they were common in
up down this river and come through the country down here where I was raised.
Would you ever use that word varmint in connection with people? If it was somebody who was no good, do you ever heard anybody called a varmint?
Yeah, I've heard people, as I said. You hear
a
many different things, and you just hear folks say, he ain't more than a varmint.
Or what about the little animals that live in the trees and eat nuts and have a bushy tail?
Squirrels.
And you got different kinds of
things. Yeah, we got ground squirrels and flying squirrels. And there's another little thing that, let me see, what do they call them? I saw one out in the yard a while back.
The little ones that run around on the ground more
little
in big tunnels?
Yeah, a little bit.
Chipmunks?
Little chipmunks, you got that, and that belongs to the, if I understand my dictionary right, that all sort of comes from that squirrel and family and all that. Never will forget first flying squirrel. I saw a little bitty old boy, and we thought we kids was going to get that squirrel, and we began to rock at him, and he flew down at us, and he just spread that belly out there like wing, and coming up, we sure did run. That's first flying squirrel we seen.
All right, well, what different kinds of fish might you find in the rivers around here?
Well, you find what's called mudcat, and you find some pike, and you find some...
What about a porgy? Have you ever heard a fish called a porgy around here?
No, I haven't.
Okay. What about a small shellfish? It's in a little flat shell, and they're sometimes fried, and they're sometimes served in restaurants around the ocean and so forth, and maybe sometimes brought in on the half shell. Anything else to tell you about?
No, I never had no experience about no shellfish. I've heard of it, but I never heard anything about it. I don't think I know anything about it. The ocean stuff I had in the shells. They used to bring oysters in here in the shell, and we'd have to open up that shell and get them out.
All right, and what is the little animal that sits on the bank of a pond and croaks all night?
Well, it's a frog, and I don't know, sort of like the other day, as I said a while ago, I realized one mistake I made the other day in telling about horses. I'm not going to tell you either. A lot of times you say that's a toad frog, and you don't know whether it's a bullfrog, or you don't know whether it's a male frog. You know what? You just say it's a toad frog. That's what you say.
Okay. Any other names for little frogs or big frogs or anything? And how would you, talking to your grandchildren maybe about the noise the frog makes, what would you say?
You say, that old frog croaked all night last night. He croaked and kept me awake.
All right. And what do you use for fish bait, maybe, around here? That you dig, you know, and get out
of
the water?
Well, the only thing I know is just what they call, you can call grub worms, and let's see what they call the other thing. People's got to grow in a worm and taking all the coffee ground and things they can get over to and making beds and growing a worm, and I forget what kind of worm they call that thing. It's an earthen worm.
Is that red worm?
Yes, some of them are growing a red worm in it, and some of them has got some kind of name by some kind of earthen worm. I hadn't got out.
You're not familiar with them. All right. And what about this animal that's real slow moving and has a shell, and some of them live in water and some of them on land, and the head sticks out?
Well, that's a terrapin.
And is there a different name for it in the water and on land?
Not for a tapering, it wouldn't be, but now the turtle goes in and the water and comes out on the sand and lays its eggs, and it's called a turtle all the time and a tapering. Somebody told me now that after a tapping went into the water and one thing or another, and all he's called a thorping or something like that, but now I'm not too familiar with that. All I ever know was about that tapping. When he closed his shell up, you just had to take a hammer and bust it open to ever get him out.
All right. And what about some little animal that has a shell that maybe lives in the creeks and they're supposed to go backwards or something like that? Swim backwards? A little bitty, they have claws?